to the Other Side of Blackpool podcast. And if you live here in Blackpool, this show's for you. From high up in our Attic Room studio on Church Street, we share the true stories of what life is really like in Blackpool. Stories that are often overlooked, hidden, or under-celebrated. Hello again, it's Gillian Oliver and I've just dived into the studio today to bring you some breaking news about our campaign for and with disabled sports people in Blackpool and an invitation to you to come along to an important meeting. That's Monday, October the 2nd at Grange Park at lunchtime. Through this podcast, we've been handing the microphone to disabled people who are fed up about lots of things. Many of them say they're fed up that football is all there is in Blackpool, whereas they would rather have curling or archery or 10-pin bowling or boccia, which is a bowls game you can play seated in a chair or a wheelchair. So as we've been having these conversations, we've wondered, why is there no disabled residents parliament or forum or committee or just a group whose job it is to shout up and complain if something doesn't work for disabled people around here? After all, figures show there are more disabled people in Blackpool than anywhere else in England. So why no voice for them? Why no representation? So earlier this month, we, i.e. the Poverty Truth team, we booked a meeting room in the town. We splashed out on a big tray of sandwiches and we invited everyone we could think of who had a role in helping disabled people in Blackpool. One of those was Colin Morris, our Colin, and it all started with him. He came on the podcast to talk about his years of marking out a court with gaffer tape so his disabled son could play boccia. Remember back when we recorded his original complaint.
I don't understand it. I really don't. I come from a background where something had to be done, get it done. If you've got to get the funds, go and find the funds. But don't pussyfoot around. I'm not saying that's happening, but it does seem to be dragging on. For the last 6 years, I've asked for the courts to be done. And I'm still taping them up. 74-year-old man getting down on my hands and knees and taping the courts up with a tape, which you can go and have a look. And I shouldn't be doing it, not in a sports hall.
So then, Colin was at this subsequent meeting that I mentioned with a big tray of sandwiches. Here's how he gauged the response of the wider disabled community in Blackpool.
I think we've moved on in bounds and leaps today, more so than we have in the past. In the past was what I call get-together groups. But today, I think we hit a lot of... We hit the nail on the head in quite a lot of areas. So, yeah, I am very positive and I'm very excited about the future.
Can you actually believe that a town like Blackpool, that's got more disabled people than any other town in England, doesn't have a forum for disabled residents to say what they want?
No, I can't believe that. But the thing is, why isn't we got people in office that hasn't thought of this or come up with this idea and said, we need help?
Now, someone who's tried to help in the past is Lindsay Barlow of Disability First in Blackpool. Here's what she told us about a previous attempt to get something like this going, a forum or a parliament or so on. And she explains how it got tied up with the Department of Work and Pensions, and she talks about it as the DWP. That's the government department that's concerned with the benefits side of disabled living. She explains more here.
Yes, previously the charity ran the Blackpool Filed and Wire Disability Forum, and we had lots of different agencies and members of the public come along, and it was a good way of different agencies sharing information, the problems that they were having, and feeding it back, especially to the DWP at the time. This seems to have a bit of a more disabled-led feel to it, which I think is really important. The ethos is nothing about us without us, and that really, really resonates with me. I think listening to people's experiences is the best way to actually make change.
So, I mean, whoever does it, you think something like this should happen in Blackpool?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's unfortunately, due to lack of staff and, you know, COVID, we were no longer able to maintain the forum. But I think it's needed for all of us. All the organisations in Blackpool need something, and it doesn't matter who's running it, as long as it's there, because it's for us, it's for all of us.
And that was Lindsay saying how inspired she was by our slogan, the Poverty Truth slogan, which is nothing about us without us is for us. It just demands that residents have a voice, have a say in decisions made about them. It's as simple as that. Now, Chris Curtis from Swallows, the head and neck charity in Blackpool, came along to that meeting too. He wasn't sure what to expect, but he was quickly impressed at the potential of a gathering like this one.
I'm always open to come to network opportunities because, A, even if the content had been rubbish, I would have met somebody that would make the forward. But actually, I sat there and I thought, this could be very, very good for Blackpool. It needs a lot of work, but I think if we get it right, then I think that we'll have a good hub and a good forum to make changes in Blackpool. And I never thought that when I came.
Beryl from Meet and Match, a group that helps people with learning difficulties make friends, was also very keen to see something like this embedded in the town.
I was ever so optimistic coming today, and my optimism was more than rewarded because it was a brilliant meeting with some amazing contributions and some ideas that I think the whole is always more than the sum of the parts, isn't it? So when you get people together in a room, their individual contributions, they all bounce off each other and you end up with more than the individual contributions. Yeah. So I think overall it was amazing and very inspiring. And I do hope it carries on.
And Karina Gribben from disability sports group Together We Can Do knows about winning awards. Together We Can Do wins loads of awards for its work with disabled sports people in Blackpool. But she's really frank here about appreciating more support and being asked and consulted about things that change or don't change around here.
We feel very unsupported at times and very unconsulted. We're not consulted on community developments. We have got so many people with such expertise that we need to be listened to, and things need to be taken forward at a quicker pace than they already are.
What would you like to see happen before the end of the year that would make you think, right, we're on our way to the right sort of Blackpool?
A forum set up, the immediate issues identified from the people who were here today. There's enough to keep us going for a long time, but a proper forum with proper aims and objectives and strategic thinkers in there.
I'll leave the last word to Rhys Slater from Fleetwood's Beach Wheelchairs. In Fleetwood, you can wheel your way right down to the surf because of the ways they design the tyres. And that's what Rhys has got involved in. Here he is talking about the promise of a disabled residents group for the area.
I was actually surprised by the passion that actually is there in that room with just the small group of people. And I think if we can make it bigger, better.
You raised some issues about like how long it takes to get down from Fleetwood to, say, Stanley Park Sports Centre,
yeah,
in a wheelchair, on a bus, and you were the first one to make a pitch for the issues a forum could consider. Is that where your passion is, on the issues itself?
Yes, it is. You know, and I mean, yes, we do need a forum. There's no doubt about that, because this is something that should have happened 50, 60 years ago, when disabled people were actually starting to have a voice. But unfortunately, it seems that in some aspects of life, we're still 50, 60 years away. And this is one of them where, you know, buildings are going up all the time and people with disabilities are not actually the part of the consideration. I think Blackpool itself, it says it's a family-friendly town. Well, disabled people are part of families, and there are a lot of families with disabled people in them. It's got to be incorporated at every level, really. And sometimes, if a new building is going up, disabled people should be consulted about it, and various disabled people, not just, well, somebody in a wheelchair can get through that door, they're okay.
So, if all this is your cup of tea, come and have a cuppa with us down at Grange Park Cafe on Monday, the 2nd of October. 1 o'clock till 3, you'll find us on Dinmore Avenue in Blackpool. Come and find us first on the other side of Blackpool Facebook page and let us know you're coming. We'd love to see you there. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Other Side of Blackpool podcast for people who live here all year round. We're a dream of the Poverty Truth Network in Blackpool and the Fylde Coast. Find out more at povertytruthnetwork.org. If you like us, follow us and leave us a review.